You think you've ever hit rock bottom?
Oh, yeah. I hit it all the time. Well, my rock bottom is when, like, people are scared of my life and I have to go away, and then I have to bring myself back up again. So, like, I think I've hit it a few times. And, you know, as long as you're around good, supportive people, you should be able to, you know, and if you're strong enough, you'll be able to get out of it.
You got a joke in your special, your Netflix special.
Yeah.
About, well, I don't even know if it's a joke. But it's about Louis C.K.
Yes, sir.
And yeah. he supposedly tried to get you fired from SNL for smoking too much weed.
Yes.
Was that a real story?
Yes. It's a true story. I don't want to, like, ruin the joke, but pretty much, like, he just, like, ratted me out to my boss.
Yeah.
It was so weird. I never really got over that.
Was it personally vindicating?
Yeah, it felt great. I loved it. That guy hasn't been nice to many people, so.
Really?
Yeah, he's not a nice guy. Well, the thing is, if something bad happens to someone and they're a nice guy, like, people don't stop talking to you, and your friends don't, like, it. He's doing shows in Israel. He had to leave the country, you know what I mean? Like, Aziz still here, people still here. Not that Aziz did half of what, you know, but, yeah, that dude's just a piece of shit.
Really?
Yeah, he's not a nice guy. Maybe he's changed, I don't know, but, like, he's not nice to young comics. He's just not a nice guy. It's a joke, but, like, he isn't, he's not, like, what's also shitty is, like, he will be nice to you one-on-one, and then, like, not. He won't be real with other people about you.
What older comics have embraced you?
Oh, man, Sandman's the best. Adam Sandler, please go see Uncut Gems, guys. It's the best movie ever. He should have won an Oscar. Still don't understand that. It bugs me. He's very, very helpful and mm-hmm. sweet, and checks in, and Bill Burr and Mulaney, and, like, I'm really lucky to have, like, some of the goats that, like, really look out and, you know, give me really good advice. So that's another reason I'm still around.
What advice does Sandler give you? Because you got a very Sandler vibe about you.
He's always just like, you know, he's been through it all already, you know, so he's just like, keep your head up, you know, he just tells me how to navigate through, like, you know, the bastards that are trying to bring you down.
Do you have conversations with him about when it's time to leave SNL?
Yeah, I have conversations with a lot of people. It's a hard thing to do because you don't want to ever pull the trigger too early, but everybody's always been like, you'll know when you know and it'll all be all right, so.
Do you know?
Yeah. Here's the thing is, like, I personally think I should be done with that show because they make fun of me on it. Like,
what's the point? It's a comedy sketch show.
No, but, like, I get it. But, like, I'm, like, cold open, like, political punchlines. Like, I'm, like, Weekend Update jokes. Like, gotcha. Not like hot, not like, when I'm not there. Like, they'll be like, but Pete's a jerk face. And you're whose side are you on? You know, it's like I have a weird feeling in that building where I don't know whose team they're playing for, really. If I'm the joke or I'm in on the joke. So, like, since I really wanted last year to be my last year, but, you know, I'm still around and trying to knock it away.
So it doesn't feel like a family environment at SNL?
I mean, like, Lauren's the shit and he's, like, the best and has treated me with nothing but love, and he's like a father figure to me. But, you know, as far as, like, everyone else, it's like, you know, it's a cutthroat show. Everyone's trying to get their shit on. Everyone wants to be the next thing, you know, so it's not like a loving care. Like, you're not gonna get coddled over there. You know, they don't give a at the end of the day.
Do you think it's because you get more attention than a lot of the other cast members?
No, I honestly think they're just wrapped up in their own shit. I honestly, it's just like, okay, who's hosting this week? I gotta get my duck sketch on. Like, I gotta do it this week. You know what I mean? It's just like we have so little time. And, you know, the fear of getting fired there your first 3 years is horrible. You're just like, every day I'm getting fired. So there's just, everybody's just trying to pound their work on there. And, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Did you feel that way? You felt like you were getting fired?
Hell yeah. Every day I was like, this is the day. This is it. And it just never came. It's scary to work over there.
How do you think SNL strengthens you as a comedian, though?
Oh, being able to perform live and, like, have to not f*** up, even though I f*** up and laugh all the time, it's definitely made me, I feel like...
Want to lose up to 15% of your body weight? Fridays helps you achieve lasting weight loss. We combine GLP-1 medication with nutritional coaching, mental health support, and fitness plans tailored just for you. All included in one monthly price. At Fridays, one price. Every month, all doses and everything is included. Getting started is simple. Take our quiz and get connected with a provider to start your journey. Fridays is certified by LegitScript, so you know the medications are produced safely by accredited pharmacies. Check us out on Trustpilot with over 1,000 five-star reviews. Don't wait. Save $100 off any plan when you start your weight loss journey today. Visit joinfridays.com and use code Fridays100. That's joinfridays.com, code Fridays100. Joinfridays.com, code Fridays100. Medications will only be prescribed by a licensed clinician if deemed medically appropriate after a thorough consultation. Results are not guaranteed and may vary by individual. Compounded products are not FDA approved or evaluated by the FDA for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Please visit our website for important drug safety information.
Smarter. I feel like everybody there is so smart. And I feel like the unfunniest one there, like improv sketch and doing all that shit is such a different world. I really learned a lot from like how to get from A to like B, like how to make like a sketch.
Now, when it comes to being the butt of the jokes at SNL, why not just tell them they can't joke on your personal life?
Because then, like, I'm a hypocrite. Like, I can't tell. That's what they do. That's their show. Like, if I'm just fodder now, though, maybe I shouldn't be there. That's all I'm saying.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you expressed that?
Yeah. I've been like, yeah, I'm just like, I literally was just like, picture what it's like to be made fun of and then cut to immediately. And then try to gain the audience's, like, get them on your side without being like, look at this idiot. Like, you try to do that.
And so when you do come on Weekend Up a Date, you kind of have no choice but to be self-deprecating, right?
Yeah, well, I gotta be. And, well, that's just my type of, like, humor. But also, like, yeah, you gotta be because they think I'm dumb. Like, I'm literally painted out to be, like, this big, dumb idiot. Like, even all my sketches are just me being like, okay, sure. You know, so it's just, like, I have to.
So you've outgrown it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I think everybody outgrows it. And I think for what I could do on the show, which is just barely anything, and it's just Weekend Update, I feel like I've done, like, 30 of those. And I just feel like, yeah, I've done as much as I can over there. But happy to be there as long as Lauren likes me.
I mean, you're going to be another SNL success story, though, at the end of the day.
I hope so.
You got Big Time Adolescence. You got the Netflix special. You got King of Staten Island. Don't you mean, like, Suicide Squad or some shit?
Yes, sir.
And I just saw you got Catherine in The Rookie.
Yes.
So how many other stuff, other projects you got coming up?
So I think I'm shooting, like, maybe a flick or two over the summer. So we're all just writing and getting shit together.
It's time to leave SNL, Pete.
Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, I just don't want to sound like that, like, but I'm just being honest. Like, yeah, I just feel like there's a time and a place, and like, I just also really enjoy writing movies and shit. It's like a lot of fun to like sit in a writer's room and, you know, create like that.
How often do you still battle with depression?
Oh, I'm always depressed, all the time. I have to constantly bring myself out of it. Like, I wake up depressed, but, like, I'm like, okay, now I know my steps, because, like, you learn from real. Like, now I have to go outside and be in the sun for a little bit, or go for a walk, or, like, start the day this way. It's all just programming yourself to trick your brain, you know?
Were you ever suicidal?
Yeah, all the time. But I can't, because I got a mom and a sister and, like, a family. So, like, I've always been suicidal, but I've never had, like, the balls, you know? Which I'm very lucky.
Does your work not make you feel better?
It's the only thing. Yeah. I love it. I love writing. I love hanging with my friends. They're all really funny and cool. And stand up and, yeah, it's the ultimate distraction. I freak out. I don't have mirrors in my house.
What?
In my basement. Because I live in the basement and my mom and my sister live upstairs and they have mirrors. But I don't have no mirrors.
No mirrors?
No, it just doesn't work for me. I had a really rough time in high school. So, like, I still have, like, PTSD from that shit, where I'm just like,
But you used to get teased in high school or something?
Oh, all the time. It was so confusing.
How do you stop running from yourself?
That's something I have to work on. I'm definitely working on trying to love myself more and be less insecure. And I'm doing a lot of DBT therapy, which is dialectical behavior, which is...
Oh, like, break that down.
Yeah, it's pretty much for people that have, like, mental illness, and it teaches you steps and ways to combat, like, depressive feelings and shit like that. And it's super helpful. So if you guys ever need help, you should check out DBT and CBT, which is cognitive
behavior therapy. I do CBT.
Yeah.
How much do you go to therapy?
I go two people once a week. So two sessions a week. And, yeah, sometimes it's just sitting there and just talking. But, like, it's, you know, it's always been helpful to me. I do not care very much about what the industry thinks of me at all. Learned that from the Sandman. You know, they'll love you or they'll hate you. It doesn't matter. What matters is your friends and family in front of you.